This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Bayer. I'm Mark Magnuson. One of the country's leading ag economists says the economic forecast for agriculture in 2025 and beyond does not look promising. We will hear more from Dr. Joe Outlaw, a professor and extension economist at Texas A&M University, next.
In Iowa, farming isn't just a profession, it's a purpose. You can feel it in our 29.9 million acres of farmland. You can see it in the nearly 72,000 Iowans who work in agriculture. You can hear it at our farmers' markets. You can count it in the $159.5 billion it brings our state. And you can taste it at your family's dinner table. A lot of farmers in our state rely on Bayer's tools and inventions because Bayer has a purpose too, to help farmers thrive. Learn more at go.bayer.com/purpose, paid for by Bayer.
Dr. Joe Outlaw, professor and extension economist at Texas A&M University, says that the forecast for ag in the next 5 years should be a wake-up call for policymakers in Washington, D.C.
That outlook is something, and the problem is that we forecast out the next 5 years, and unless some sort of policy change gets made with the prices we present to Washington every year, and this is the worst one we've ever taken in and shown them, and where they look to be going, farmers would endure loss after loss after loss, which would build, and it'd be the worst outlook.
Outlaw adds that a new five-year farm bill would help, but it would not fix all the problems that agriculture is currently facing.
Because this is my eighth one, I've been around a lot of them. I think that we're going to get elements of a farm bill and some other piece of legislation, which would be the key things that farmers need. Maybe we don't get a farm bill in name like a lot of people want till later in the year or something. But I think some of the elements that need for the safety net will be included in something else.
He says the biggest remaining hurdle for passing a new farm bill is the funding needed for the legislation.
They've got to figure out, agree to the savings and what they're going to take money from. And as we stand here today, they need about $50 billion to make it, to do the new farm bill where people would want to have a farm bill. I mean, why have one if we're not going to make significant improvements? So we need about $50 billion. That sounds like a lot of money, but that's adding $5 billion a year for 10 years, and that's the way that they do the budget forecasting over 10.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.